Congratulations from HumanWare. We are confident that you, like thousands of others, will soon learn that your new Victor Reader Stream is a universal player that you will want to take with you everywhere. What's in the box? Let's start with the Stream Companion CD. Insert the Companion CD into your computer, and a menu will open asking what you want to read. Start with the release notes, which explains the CD in detail. You'll find many useful documents on this CD, including the full user guide in different languages. You will also find two tutorials. There's an interactive tutorial with accompanying files that will lead you through the stream features. There is also a recorded tutorial that you can listen to on your computer, or you can even copy the tutorial to the stream. There is a comprehensive FAQ document which answers frequently asked questions about the stream. Finally, there is an optional companion software program for the stream, which some users prefer to use instead of Windows for transferring books and files to their stream. Now, for the rest of the box contents. Of course, there's the stream with its battery. There are two USB cables. The long cable is used to connect the stream to your computer USB port to transfer books and files from the computer to the stream. The short USB cable is used to attach other USB devices, such as memory sticks. In the United States, the short USB cable will also allow you to connect the special digital book cartridge that the NLS, National Library Service for Blind and Physically Handicapped, will begin to distribute to eligible patrons in 2009. These USB cables connect to the USB port on the top left corner of the stream. Next, you will find the stream power plug, which connects to the top right corner of the stream. We recommend you plug the power cord into the stream to recharge its battery when you first receive the stream. A full recharge should take about 4 hours, but don't worry, you can use the stream right away, even while it's charging. In between the USB port and the power connector is the SD memory card slot. Your stream box may or may not include a memory card, depending on the dealer. Finally, there is a carrying pouch for the stream with a belt clip. Be sure to insert the top end of the stream into the pouch first. The top end is the end with the memory card slot and USB and power connectors. That's it. Now, you're ready to start streaming.